This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Everything okay over there?
Everything's excellent. I have some texts. I can't wait to read these texts. We've got very little time, too. Do you have a contest?
I do. Right, ready to go, Hooman? Caller number 97 right now gets a pair of tickets to see Kelly Clarkson on her Meaning of Life tour, January 24th, Oracle Arena. Call the 97 right now, 800-400-3697. We're doing this all day, 9-11, 1, 3, and 5. Call now. Go ahead.
800-400-3697 is also our text number. We collect these throughout the morning. We try to get to them in real... Anyway, here's where we get to them. At the end. So here's a couple. 707 says, "Thankfully, my kids are not in the car anymore. Vinny, you would have made me have to yell earmuffs at them."
Oh, is that her code word?
Apparently.
It's her safe word in the car with her kids.
831 says, "Laughing so hard at Bryn saying, 'Who answers that?'"
After asking the question. Oh, that's funny. Vinny, you're just mean.
I'm mean.
The best part about that was like, he just got this look on his face. Where, I mean, he could have easily, we're talking about Rudy. Rudy just walked into it.
He just sold his girlfriend out big time.
I mean, you know.
He didn't even put his backpack down before
we were all jumped over him.
Got that
poor guy.
Stupid dummy head look on his face.
I hope you still have a girlfriend after this, Rudy.
What? We didn't say her name, thank God.
It's part pride because he's probably thinking, yeah, I talked her into that. No, wait, what? No, I didn't do that. Yeah. No, we haven't. What?
He needs to be more on the defensive around here. Just yell the lie. No. Who answers that?
781 says, "Have you done it without a condom? That cut deep." And yeah, also, that's a good measurement of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Is the Secret Show live today? LMAO. What time does Winterland end approximately? Trying to plan my night.
I think that One Republic goes on around 9:30, so my guess is 11.
Mm-hmm. Safe. It seems, guess.
Yeah,
sure.
Right. Plan your night. Mm-hmm. What's going on after Winterland? I'll be at home in bed.
337 says, in quotes, "Hooman, does your mom have your passwords? Burn." Oh. Sarah, burn. You burned him.
Oh, no, that's not
I didn't
burn.
Think that was too bad.
No, that's, you know, that's his person in his life. Mm-hmm. You know, someone's got to have your passwords. What if something happens to you? You need someone to be able to get in there.
415 says, "What is Vinny wearing tonight? He's been on Sarah's ass all week."
Yeah.
Yeah, Vinny, what are you wearing? Get off my ass.
Pants and a shirt.
Oh, that's what I'm wearing, too.
Done.
That's weird.
Easy.
Pants and a shirt.
No problem. Oh, 415 says, "OMG with Olive. I only want to hear that word from you guys. Referring to martinis or tapenade?
Tapenade.
Tapenade?
What's that?
What is that?
Chopped up olives, like in an oil, and you olive tapenade.
It has been 7 years. Hooman, be like Elsa and let it go.
Be like Elsa.
It's been more than 7 years. Let it go. You can make another movie.
I think Todd's going to get it done, though. This is
the
one.
No, I'm feeling Todd.
Yep.
By the way, I don't even think we talked about that today, did we?
No.
I don't
ask me what the texters are doing.
Maybe they're a podcast listener.
Oh, maybe.
Yesterday.
707 says, "Happy Thursday. Have a blast at Alice in Winterland. First time in 5 years I'm missing it."
Oh. It's going to be a good one, too. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Can I get a connection?
May I ask what kind of surgery did he have? A valve replacement, fix a hole in his heart, aneurysm. So good to hear his voice. Blessed to have him back.
If he wanted to say, he would have.
Or maybe it didn't cross his mind to say what kind.
I meant to ask that, though.
I think he put it on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
I don't recall what the procedure
was. You can follow Scott Budman on Facebook and see all the updates.
Oh, my God, Scott Budman. I burst into tears when I heard that. He's a delight. Yeah. And definitely part of the Alice family. So glad to hear he's okay. My coworker went into the doctor's for neck pain and turned out he was having a heart attack.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Yeah.
It can just manifest in so many different... It's so scary. Yeah. I just want there to be like, you know, one civil... Like, oh, I'm getting stabbed in the heart. It must be a heart attack.
Yeah, I would think that it hurts like the most of anything that's ever happened to you.
Yeah. Your heart's attacking
like
you.
Like your neck hurts? What?
Oh, my neck. My arm's kind of sore. Weird.
Because you'd think most people are like, well, I'm going to pop some IBU for that and get on with my day.
They actually say if you think you're having a heart attack, you should pop some
aspirin.
But I'm saying if your neck hurts,
I'll take an Advil.
A couple of those and I'm going to get on with my day. I don't have time for, you know, I'm not going to the doc for neck pain.
Right.
Forget it.
I think sometimes if it's bad enough, you might, I guess. Or if it's pulsing.
Pulsing.
Any kind of pulsing pain, I'm thinking the doctor might be the way to go. It's true.
Right. just set Vin's Christmas song as my ringtone. Merry Christmas to me and those around me when my phone rings.
Mm. Nice. Rockin' around. Oh, it's even higher than I thought. Rockin' around. Christmas tree.
That was awesome. That needs to be in rotation until Christmas. Yeah. Nothing gets me in the mood like Vinny singing.
Don't worry, it will be.
Thanks so much.
Sure.
My 2-year-old is cracking up at Vinny singing, as are my 5 and 7-year-old. They love Uncle Vinny. Vinny singing Rockin' Around made my puppy start howling.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Thanks for the carol. Needed a laugh so badly. Oh, this person wants You Light Up My Life. You know what? That song didn't work. Oh, unfortunately.
You give me hope. Where's that part? There it is.
Coaching me up.
Well,
thanks, Sarah.
Just change. I could see that you were flailing. Want to help you.
Man, Vinny, I like it, but I wouldn't turn my chair for your song. Have a great day, Alice.
Oh, that's messed up. I want to congratulate Gail from Hayward. It's her first time winning ever on the station.
I love that.
She's going to see Kelly Clarkson.
Gail.
January 24th at the Oracle Arena.
I don't know how you guys are getting that as a ringtone, but another person writes, best part of this time of year is I get to bring back Vinny's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree ringtone. How'd that happen?
Did we put that up as a ringtone one time?
Yeah,
or are people able to capture it?
Downloadable as a short podcast so they can use it as a ringtone.
Oh.
Usually Androids can easily do that.
Yeah.
Human.
510 says, oh, Sarah.
What did you
Puff
know?
Puff Daddy's penis. LOL. I just about spit out my coffee all over my windshield.
Who else
oh, my
Puff
God.
Johnson
you
be?
Crack me up. Thanks for all the laughs over the last 20-plus years. And look forward to 20-plus more.
Oh, God. Let's hope. More.
You're welcome.
20-plus more. I would love that. By the way, I have 96% battery. It's been an hour and 20 minutes.
Right. Don't be so proud of that.
I made a phone call and played a couple games on here.
Oh, you mean your phone actually worked?
Yeah.
Big surprise.
Because it's not broken.
415 says, the star is our new favorite Christmas movie, Who Man. You'd love it.
Oh, Who Man.
I'm going to go check it out.
You would like it. I think you would.
You said it's a cartoon?
It's a cartoon.
I love animated films.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you ready?
Nope. We got another few seconds.
Yep. 45 seconds left.
Did you notice? Oh, spoiler alert. Did you notice for Survivor fans? Did you notice the minute Gabby saw Christian's girlfriend, she immediately turned on him? So can you say jealous?
So that was the theory this morning. So
yeah.
Somebody had written
that
in.
I don't think that's wrong.
Yeah, it did seem like all of a sudden she was like, oh, this alleged girlfriend is real. And she's hot. So we better get rid of him. You heard me. Hot. Hot Vert. Oh.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm like, what are we doing?
I love that song.
Come on, let's go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Weak. You didn't put the... Oh, there we go. All right. Yeah. I'm like waiting for the Rudy stuff. Top of the world. Not going to have time to review any movies.
Thank you, Sarah, for that positivity.
Yes.
Go for it. All right, everyone. World in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
And there's two movies, too.
The whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
Hans.
All right. Everybody, here's your review of what everyone is saying is the best film of the year, Roma.
Time Magazine. And number one movie.
And I just want to say thank you to Netflix for renting out a theater for me and Rudy and Brynn.
That was pretty
really
saucy.
Nice of you guys.
Thank
just,
you, Netflix.
Just the three of you?
Yeah. Well, some other guy snuck in.
Some other
end,
dude, but it was pretty much just us.
We were talking the whole time. The three of us were just like having a conversation.
Phenomenal.
God, I love when people talk during movies.
Well, dude, that movie, that theater was for us. I don't know who that other guy was. All right, so this movie is directed by Alfonso Cuarón. How do you say his last name?
Cuarón.
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 Alfonso directed Gravity, Children of Men, and Y Tu Mamá También. Y Tu Mamá También, in my opinion, is one of the top 10 films of all time.
That's a great movie.
Very well could be
one of
the top
five. I love Children of Men. That's a freaky movie. And Gravity is great.
Yeah, it's great. So this movie takes place in 1970 in an area within Mexico City called Roma.
Boom.
That's why it's called Roma.
Hence.
Roma.
So the central figure of this film is a maid named Cleo and her life with a middle-class family. Rudy, we will start with you.
Yes.
You've seen at least 50 films this year.
Right.
Does Roma deserve the number one film of 2018?
I'm going to be honest, and I don't think it does.
Oh.
I don't think it does. I think Time Magazine kind of overshot here.
How about Vanity Fair? They said the same thing. Did they overshoot?
I think Vanity Fair overshot here. I think that they were really, you know, before we even get into describing the movie itself, I think that there's a theme in this movie that maybe is going to push it up to, you know, the forefront of American cinema. And that's why perhaps they were calling it the number one movie of the year. We'll get into the theme, but overall, the movie itself and the things that it left to be desired were pretty strong. And I had a lot of questions when this movie was over. I wasn't fully satisfied, so I can't honestly give it the best movie
the
of the year.
The gold medal?
Yes, I can't give it to. And you know, I've been being honest all morning. You know, just.
Yeah,
going
well, you're
by
known
the conversation.
For your honesty, that's for
yes,
sure.
Yes. So you know I'm
you
keeping
know
it
the truth,
so real.
Rudy.
You want the truth?
This is a raw opinion. Yes.
Raw opinion.
Bryn, is it the number one film of the year?
99% of Rotten Tomatoes.
How about according to the Vietnamese movie critic?
You know what? This movie, it's hard because it made me think so much. I thought about it all night. I still can't figure it out. I think it provokes so much thought that maybe. That's what they mean by that, because it was real. I can't say the movie was bad. It's interesting.
So it's not your number one.
So you're interested the whole time. You're saying it's not like it's a boring movie or they made a mistake and it's not at least a good movie.
You're engaged. You are
really engaged.
So, Rudy, let's go back to you. This movie is mostly a window into an average day of a maid in Mexico in the 70s.
Right.
She's washing floors. She's cleaning windows.
She's doing chores. It's like
she's doing
chores. HGTV.
She's a servant. That's what she is.
Am I right? Is that the film?
That is the film, hands down. That showed her struggle as a servant, trying to live this dual life where she's serving the family, but also tending to her own personal needs.
Rudy, you're Mexican.
Yes.
Did this film resonate with you in a special way that might have missed me and Bryn?
Yeah, there were definitely certain things in the movie. I mean, if you're Mexican or if you spent some time in Mexico, you're going to definitely identify with some of the things that are happening here. Some of the songs that they sing, some of the just the customs that you see throughout the movie. But this movie isn't just for Mexican people. Yes, it's based in Mexico, but it's not just for Mexican people because the story itself is about a servant who is trying to find her way in life and also has a lot of questions to be answered. And I don't want to spoil it because even if we allude to it, it might spoil some of the movie. But it's about a one woman's struggle and trying to identify herself in a world where she's looked down upon because she is a servant.
By the way, all in Spanish and black and white.
Yes, that's definitely
Spanish and black.
That was a nice touch, by the way. The black and white was definitely a nice touch.
How about All in Spanish. Was that a good touch?
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, you can understand everything. You didn't have to read the subtitles.
Right, but yeah, but we're as Americans, we should read more.
I should be more avid readers.
Mind
subtitles.
All right. Thank you.
So there's two really significant moments in this film, and they're about a total of 15 minutes.
Right.
So, Rudy, Bryn, how was the other 2 hours? How was the buildup? Was it a buildup or was it a letdown?
It was slow. It was a really slow
how
movie.
How slow?
It was kind of difficult to determine why he left certain parts in, and I found myself...
Like her washing the floors for 15 minutes, did that bum you out?
I actually liked that. Oh. It was very artfully done.
Right.
Right?
Right.
It was very long and slow. I enjoyed
telling
it.
Me there was a 15-minute scene where she's washing
maybe
a floor?
Well, it's not... At least 7 minutes.
It's not exactly that. What Hooman is getting to is that there... Just to give you an idea of the artistry that was put behind this movie, there was definitely deliberate... they were trying to be unconventional on purpose. I think that that was what Cuarón was trying to do with this movie. He was trying to go out of the norm. And as an example, the opening shot is about a 6-minute scene where you see her cleaning the floors. But because he's trying to be unconventional, you actually get the entire credits at the beginning of the movie. And I mean the entire credits,
the sound guy, the
key grip, the hair designer, all the credits
and
at the beginning
floors
of the movie.
Being washed.
Right. So it's just to give you an idea as to why, you know, how he was trying to be unconventional with his approach.
Did they
in this
run
movie.
The entire credits at the end too?
No, just a couple of the actors' names. That's
Rudy,
it. But the entire credits at the beginning.
What's better, Roma or The Favorite?
I had so much more fun watching The Favorite. Okay. Hands down, it was just. I mean, there was a lot of humor in that one, and there was
this
always
movie
something
isn't
going on.
Fun though at all. It's not.
It's
fun.
Not.
At
it's
all.
Not
even. Yeah, not even remote. Not even a tiny bit of fun.
I will never see this movie.
You better see it. It's the best film of the year.
And here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. You guys know I'm a sucker for a painful story,
yeah.
and this is what this movie is. It's just that when I left the theater, like I was telling the guys yesterday, I had so many questions. Still, there was a lot of holes in this story. Now, I will say this though: if you are going to go watch this movie, just understand that this is the type of movie where you might understand what I'm saying when I say this, or you might not, but this is the type of movie where you have to go into the world of the director. The director is not going to come into your world. This is a very artsy piece.
So I
got to
do a little work.
Yeah, you have to do a little work here.
Okay, so the movie's called Roma.
Roma.
Yeah. It comes out on Netflix December 14th, so if you don't want to go pay for it, you can watch it on Netflix because it'll be there. Judge for yourself. I don't think it's the best film of the year. I love you, Alfonso Cuarón. I think you're the best living director, just so you know. I think you're the best director alive. I'm going to go ahead and give it 3.5 Persians.
Well, I'm gonna say this. The movie was very well put together. It was very there was a lot of character in the movie. It's just that I thought that there was more buildup than anything, and it was more of a letdown than buildup. I mean, there was some buildup, but when we actually got to the pinnacle, I don't think that it really delivered. And if he did deliver something, I get the feeling that it was something very personal, very intimate. They say that this movie is based off of his experiences in Mexico, so I'm sure that there's a lot of him in this movie. And for that reason, I think that you have to jump into his world as opposed to him, you know, jumping into your world. And unfortunately, I had a lot of questions when I left. I thought there was a lot of disappointment, and I'm going to give this 3 piñatas. Just 3 very bland piñatas. The movie was very fun to watch. It was very pleasing to the eye, and the story was painful, and I'm into that. But I just had too many questions when the movie was over.
I wouldn't call it fun to watch at all.
Super
depressing. It was one bad thing after another. If you're trying to escape reality, this is not the movie for you. One good thing about it, when I left the movie, I felt better about my life. So that was the only thing I could take away from the movie.
He had some pep in his step. That is true.
3.5 ninja stars.
All right, can we get through Vice real fast?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
This is Christian Bale, Amy Adams, Sam Rockwell, Steve Carell as Donald Rumsfeld, and Tyler Perry as Colin Powell. It's directed by Adam McKay, who also did The Big Short. So this film is what the filmmakers admittedly say is their best assessment of who Dick Cheney was. Where he came from, his aspiration to become an all-powerful dictator.
Oh.
Rudy, how is Christian? Will he win the Golden Globe? Will he get an Oscar nomination?
He should. He should. I got to tell you right off the bat, when I heard that Christian Bale was going to be playing Dick Cheney, not only was I shocked, but I was excited because I said, every time you see this guy, he reminds me a lot of Robert Downey Jr. He knows how to transform himself into the character that he's embracing. So I was very excited to hear that he was going to play this role, and he hit it out the ballpark. And I'm telling you, there were some scenes in the movie where I didn't know if I was watching Christian Bale as Dick Cheney or Dick Cheney himself, because they got the makeup and he got the mannerisms and the idiosyncrasies down to a T. He was phenomenal. I mean, he reminded me a lot of Jamie Foxx's performance in Ray, because a lot of people will say that they didn't know if that was Jamie Foxx or Ray Charles, and I felt the same exact way.
Just became the person.
He just became the person, and it was incredible. I thought he truly hit it out the ballpark.
How did you feel? Were you entertained watching this movie? Were you mad?
Incredibly entertained.
How about mad? Were you mad?
No, I wasn't mad.
I was mad.
I was mad when the things that they were talking about in the movie were actually happening. Yeah. That was the time to be mad. At this point, it was just a very entertaining story. And I'm telling you, this movie had so much wit and so much like humor in it.
It actually got nominated in the comedy category for Golden Globes. I didn't expect that.
No, there were so many moments where, what did you mention earlier, where they broke the fourth wall?
Yeah.
They spoke to the viewer. And it was just an incredible touch that I don't think people are expecting in this movie. But when you see it, you're going to be like, wow, I can really sink my teeth into this. Because it's history, but it's also funny.
How was Sam Rockwell's George Bush?
He was very good, and everybody knows that he can play that role very well. He's done it before in the past, but he wasn't the star of this movie, so he just needed to be a great assistant in this movie. Christian Bale was clearly the star.
How was Steve Carell as Donald Rumsfeld?
Phenomenal.
But
here's the thing, though. Donald Rumsfeld is kind of goofy.
Agreed.
And Steve Carell, not only did he look like him, but again, it was a great display of guys that knew how to like really get into the character and get the mannerisms down. He had Donald Rumsfeld's his little, you know, dry wit and the little jokes that he, the little smirk, exactly. He had it down to a T. So Steve Carell was incredible.
Sum it all up, let me just say this. This could be my number one film of the year.
Oh.
Christian Bale is phenomenal. If even 50% of this film is true, the crimes committed by Bush are an abomination.
Mm-hmm.
The final shot of the film is brilliant. I couldn't believe how great the final shot was. I just sat
this
there.
This sounds like the movie I would see over Roma.
Oh,
yo,
yeah.
You should.
Yeah,
you should, hands down. Yeah, don't even question it.
And listen, I mean, Dick Cheney got to be an absolute dictator, and you see it in the film, and you don't want to believe it's true, but it's just, it's so difficult to watch, but it's so good. I'm going to give it a perfect score. Five Persian rugs.
Wow, that's hot. That's hot. Yeah, he was mad, too. When we were leaving the theater, he was like, I can't, I'm so angry. I'm so disgusted. Well, here's the thing. This movie right here reminded me of my favorite book, which is The Prince by Niccolo Machiavelli, because he basically instructs a young prince on how to take advantage of chaos and create opportunity out of it. And that's exactly what Dick Cheney was portrayed as doing throughout his entire vice presidency. I thought it was a great example of the quiet guy in the corner who nobody asks any questions about, assuming power and just taking, you know, every opportunity in front of him. I thought it was a great story about somebody who was basically counted out and was able to pop up through the ranks and actually get to this level of power. Now, am I happy about the results because of what happened in America? And, you know, look, all that stuff happened 18 years ago. We should have been mad then. We weren't mad then. If you want to get mad now, I guess go ahead. But,
I'm mad.
You know, it's two decades later, damn near. So I don't know why we're getting mad about it. But the movie itself, I just thought was a great portrayal of Dick Cheney and just what a guy can do when chaos is in front of him and how you can actually seize that opportunity and create something out of it. And on top of that, just the performances were, again, just through the roof. So I'm giving this five pinatas.
Oh, my God.
Five pinatas.
Perfect score.
It was so much fun. The movie was so much fun. Go check it out.
All right.
Go
check it out. Vice and Roma, which was less well received.
Yeah, if you want to get sad, go watch Roma.
You got shows you want to promote?
I'm actually going to be tonight. I'm going to be at the Shelton Theater for Cheaper Than Therapy tonight in San Francisco. And then if you're in Fresno or Chico, I'll be the Tower Theater tomorrow night in Fresno and the El Rey Theater on Saturday night in Chico.
All right. Thank you guys
thank
very
you guys.
Much. Yeah. Great job. It's Rudy Ortiz on Instagram. See you next time.
Yes.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Super fun show today. Thanks to Rudy. Thanks to Scott Budman. Mm-hmm.
Rudy helped us peak for the week.
He sure did. Boy, we had a couple peak moments, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
It's great to hear from Scott Budman, too. Glad to know that he's on the mend and back at work. Tonight is our big show, Alice in Winterland. We're so excited. If you're coming to the show, please bring a new unwrapped toy or your checkbook. That will also serve. The Marines will be there. And thanks to everybody who made big donations already. NVIDIA, Eaton Bicycles in Castro Valley.
Right.
and Specialized, Deluxe, Bananas at Large. Yep. All that stuff will be on display. The mm-hmm. Marines will be there. The Bulldogs will be there.
They will.
We're
going to
have
a picture with
time.
Them.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll be there.
Yes, we will.
And I won't speak for everybody, but we are there to work, and we are there to say hi to you. So say hi
so
to
please
us.
Say hi. That, my
don't
God.
Don't write on Monday, oh, I saw you guys. I didn't want to.
Want
say
to.
Something.
Do it. Just do
we're
it.
Right there. That's what we're there for.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's going to be a great time. I look forward to seeing you all out.
Yep. Big Christmas party. Meet you there and see you back here next week.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.